Radio.
Hi, I'm Deborah from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Why did you say that?
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Joan E. Hunt of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom in Acre with the WGXC news update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Andrea Macko in Porcupine Soup reports that on November 30th, Governor Kathy Hochul announced that construction has begun on the 339-mile underground Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line that will bring electricity from hydropower from Canada to New York City. Local communities get some of the money, get some money and a risk of environmental accidents. Locally, the transmission line mostly runs along the CSX Railroad right-of-way and passes through Bethlehem, Ravenna, Queens, New Baltimore, Coxsackie, and Catskill, and then into the Hudson River. While there are environmental risks locally, the project supplies 1,250 megawatts of clean energy to New York City, enough to power over 1 million homes. Hochul's office says that will reduce carbon emissions by 37 million metric tons statewide, the equivalent of taking over 500,000 cars off the road every year. The Greene County Industrial Development Agency awarded the project tax breaks, and the project will bring $15.7 million for Greene County, $3.1 million for the town of New Baltimore, $1.9 million for the town of Coxsackie, $1.7 million for the village of Coxsackie, $1.2 million for the town of Athens, $4.3 million for the town of Catskill, and $2.1 million for the village of Catskill. The Coxsackie-Athens Central School District would receive $29.5 million, while the Catskill Central School District is getting $27.5 million. The Riverkeeper Environmental Group is not enthused about the project. Quote, "This destructive project raises numerous concerns. There are better alternatives that have lesser impacts and far greater benefits. The CHPE project fails to meet the most basic requirement of a clean energy project because it will not directly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and it will continue to emit greenhouse gases after 2040 when New York's climate law requires the electric grid to be emissions-free," unquote, a Riverkeeper statement says. Quote, "Adding insult to injury, this project would take up to billions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies that should be paid to a project that would reduce greenhouse gas emissions," unquote. Construction on the transmission line is expected to be complete in 2026. Read more about the story at Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Legislator Chair Greg Pulver, a Republican from Pine Plains, says he will end his campaign for Dutchess County Executive if former State Senator Sue Sereno decides to run for the seat. Quote, "I absolutely endorse Sue Sereno," unquote, Pulver said of his fellow Republican. Quote, "She is a proven leader and a very respected across all of Dutchess County and is the only candidate that I would set aside my own run for," unquote. Sereno recently lost her Senate seat to Democrat Michelle Hinchey after redistricting pitted the two incumbents against each other. The Dutchess County executive seat is open because the incumbent, Mark Molinaro, was elected to the 19th congressional district in this fall's voting. Serino, so far, is unsure about running to lead the county. Quote, right now, after 8 years in the Senate, I am going to spend some time relaxing with family and friends, unquote, she said. Quote, several people have asked me to run for the seat, but it's too early to make that decision, unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that while the towns of Stockport, Canaan, and New Lebanon have all postponed their revaluations of property values to wait for an inflation reduction, Ankrum town board members voted November 17th to move ahead with their revaluation. Quote, I don't see it. In my opinion, by holding off a year, you may not see a difference, unquote, between doing the reval in 2023 or waiting until 2024, said Columbia County Real Property Tax Service Agency Director Suzette Boy. Ankrum town assessor Renee DeLu favored postponing the reevaluations. Quote, let's wait till 2024 and see what the market does, unquote, DeLu said. Councilmember Amy Gold said she has heard worries from constituents about the recent higher than normal sales prices and, quote, they fear their taxes will go through the roof, unquote. Supervisor Art Basson, council members David Boyce, Hugh Clark, and Bonnie Hunt voted yes to hold the 2023 reval as scheduled, while Councilmember Gold voted no. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC Renewable Weather for Saturday, December 3rd. We start off each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Citco in South Caro has gas for $3.69 a gallon. That's the lowest according to the Gas Buddy website. Then we look at the air quality forecast, which is a 14, significantly down from the day before, but both were in the good range. The temperature of the Hudson River at Albany is 10.37 degrees Celsius, 50.66 degrees Fahrenheit. That's slightly higher than the 10-year average. The UV index is down to zero on Saturday. National Weather Service in Albany says it will rain on Saturday, mainly before 3 p.m. Then there's a chance of showers afterwards, with a high of 52 and a south wind around 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Saturday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 27 and a west wind 9 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Sunday should be sunny, good for the solar panels, with a high of 36 and a west wind 5 to 8 miles per hour for the windmills. Sunday night should be clear with a low around 23 and a southwest wind at 3 to 5 miles per hour. And the forecast Monday is for sunny skies with a high of 42 and a low around 29. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marxist of Ghent, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Variety says this one won't miss. Awesome beyond description.
The most extraordinary output ever to emerge from the motion picture studio.
It cost $4 million and it has 4 million thrills.
Number
10.
10. 10. 10.
10. I love you, Mary Jane. Yes, I love you, Mary Jane.
Take my time to make up my mind, to make up my mind.
Was The Wild Weeds with Kopaik's Slink Moss singing from the 2022 Doodletown EP. The song's called I Love You, Mary Jane.
Number nine.
From the 2022 album Near Earth, this is Rodney Allen Greenblatt from Catskill and A Slice of Cinnamon Pie.
Thank you. number.
Eight.
Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. The stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture, which was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory. A wall, a plain old wall. The new map lies on the old map. We set the clocks back. A different sun rises over a different ridge. I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy, but unkind.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
Thank you.
from Hudson, that was Beethoven. The song Circles from their 2022 album Light Moving Time.
Number
6. Here is from the album Fruition from 2022, the song 11 from Ivo Perlman and Matthew Shipp. Thank you.
Next, we hear Meg Baird, known, about 20 years or so ago for her work fronting the Espers. She's from Philadelphia, and this is her 2022 song called Will You Follow Me Home?
number
five.
Next, we hear from Marcia Bassett, who plays with Double Leopards, and Samara Lubelski, who started off with the band Hall of Fame. Now they're both renowned solo artists that perform together often. And here is a live track called Vancouver from their West Coast Live album from 2022 on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
Soft Pink Truth there with Wanna Know from their 2022 album. Is it going to get any deeper than this?
Number
3. 3. 3. 3. 3. 3. 3. 3. 3. 3.
Next, we hear from James Marlon Magas with a collaboration with Miss Pussycat, who usually plays with Quintron. This is from James Marlon Magas' 2022 album, Confusion Is My Name. It's called Irma Irma.
This party, wondering if anyone knows me, really sees who I am. Oh, it's been so long since I fell. Overwhelming change.
Weighs Blood there. From the 2022 album End in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow, it's not just me, it's everybody.
Number
one.
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 One.